From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nigeria's government says it hopes to contact Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. The militant group says several girls have died and they are demanding a prisoner exchange for the rest. Bucky Shinobert is a member of the group Bring Back Our Girls.
So for me, it is a confirmation that a lot of the Chibok girls are alive and that they are not dead, as has been presumed, in order for us to be able to sweep it under the carpet.
The 11-minute video posted on YouTube early Sunday shows a masked man wearing military camouflage with dozens of weary-looking young women wearing headscarves sitting and standing behind him. The man in the video calls for the Nigerian government to release the people they are holding in Abuja, Lagos, and Maiduguri. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from fighting Islamic State extremists from a key northern city, says it will now target another IS-held town near the Turkish border. The Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. air power, announced on Sunday the creation of the Al-Bab Military Council, with the aim of liberating the town and the region around it. Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from Islamic State militants. Peshmerga officials said Sunday several villages have been secured. Clouds of smoke could be seen rising from the area as the fighting continued. The military operation is a major step in an attempt to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Leaders have promised to retake the city this year. This is VOA News.